Hi everyone, welcome back to Gush Radio. Back everyone, Grace here.
Also Grace here.
Yeah. We have a special guest joining us today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Tony Oliverio, Mr. Fist Pump, that was featured on one of the last episodes, and I'm happy to be here.
In the flesh, at least
it was really hard to book.
Yeah,
schedule's just crazy.
Yeah,
I really miss it.
Yeah, he's a hot commodity around town, but, you know, he's here with us today. We've only got him for a few minutes, but we're going to make the most of it. So you're moving to New York City in a few days.
That's right.
Tony just graduated college.
Yes.
I went to the same high school as the Graces.
Yes.
And, yeah, just graduated from college, moving to New York.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, are you you know, scared at all?
With the quarantine situation.
I'm excited. I think a little scary, right? Like crazy times. New York City is also very different now.
Right.
But about to make the most of it and should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where are
I can't even. It's crazy.
What are your plans? When you get there,
are you gonna have any
working right away?
No, so I'm kind of chilling for a little bit. I start mid-August 17th. So I'm going to be like 2.5 weeks worth
okay.
of kind of exploring.
But
going.
Two of those weeks are inside, right?
Right. Exactly. Very true. So I think it's important, Grace is mentioning, New York has a mandatory quarantine for out-of-state
right.
residents.
Right, okay.
So yeah, I will be quarantined.
Sex even sell anymore. times all the pleasure, even with all this weather. Nothing can make it better. Maximize all the pleasure, maximize all the pleasure, even with all this weather. Nothing can make it better. Maximize all the pleasure.
Mouth, little black girl don't know where to go. Does she like the clown and the teacher stay kicking her out? Insecure, but she won't say it out loud. All she wanna do is make her mama proud. She wanna be like them other girls, they in another world, she just can't figure them out. Round face, big thighs, full waist, bright eyes, she wonders if they'll judge her for her size. She doesn't compromise, she's seen this world before. This child is wise, never busy, but her mind is occupied. She used to dream of high rises, but life is full of surprises. Talent comes in second place, the perfect timing. Used to swear that I was ready, but back then I wasn't rhyming. Funny, hunger came from staying in my dorm and eating ramen. College had me stressing. College had me stressing. So Father, grant me blessings. Path I'm on is lonely, so right now just help me feel your presence. Give me royal bars with the humility of mortal peasants. Pray that every L just stand for lesson. Call me Lauren as I stand on this hill. I begin to survey the field. I wonder just how far I'll get without a deal. Cause anything I say is real, and any line I spit is facts, and any dream I have is valid, so I'm never going back. Shit. Listen to that voice inside. That is where the choice resides. You write the future, you know where it lies. I perceive judgment as anger's disguise. Taking a risk will always yield no prize. People will tell us to follow our heart and then look at us crazy when we live our lives. My mom, it's one for dad. All the supporters that I ever had. It's for the principal of my high school who said I would be nothing, but look where I'm at. Won't stop till I ain't got to look at the tax. When we go out to eat and I pick up the tab, took a leap on my dream. Now it's all I can see. I'm enjoying the scene and I'm not looking back. Shit.
I pulled her hand all the time. She say she rather do wine. I say it's grapes either way. Plus I heard about you through the grapevine. Yeah, I'm hardly ever alone. More lonely than ever before. I need a reason to cool. Plus I got this reason and I'm cool. I shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You the only one who got that spick and span that clean me up. I pick you up. Okay, I sprayed the cologne, blew down some trees on the way. I heard you got that typhoon. Guess we quite like keep you up all night. She took the ring off her hand.
dash. I gotta grab a lot of cash before I'm my bad. You know, old dude gon' feel my hurt. Cook ass. Who my bad? Don't gag. Although it's cute, you choosing me over breathing. See you a wee from the sheet, and we usually keep it so briefly. Reach for my brief CPR. That mouth to mouth resuscitation. Make a clap crowd participation. You know the play already. Like Madea in it each and every time that we up in it. No fatigue, no weakness, only strength. One who got that spick and span that clean me up. I pick you up, I pick you up, you give me the special. Ooh, but I don't disappear. I vamo, scramble, scramble out the jam. I hit you when I need that special. And it can be 100 days. Before you see me, I need that memory. Alopecia taught me the scalp, babe. Pledge allegiance, hands on your chest, right on your desk. That homework, that grown work, but lay. On my knee, I bought you a gift, babe. South Pole, I'm Santa Cruz, like. Ice cold, hope I don't forget your name. Blame the smoke, blaze like a chimney.
Are you planning on attending any live shows while you're there?
I mean, I hope to. We signed a 2-year lease, so among my 2 years in New York, we better have rounded the corner on this. I'm excited to be doing lots.
I want to see a fist pump live.
Oh, yeah. Yes, like an audience
situation.
Okay, absolutely. I'll
hold as soon as you need to make it happen.
Yeah. Make it
you got to get in that front row at SNL so we can see you there and you can just.
Absolutely. Maybe on stage this time.
Yeah. Like, maybe a little shout out, Dutch Radio.
Of course.
This is for you.
Tell Lauren.
Throwback.
Yeah.
Back from my day once.
You already went to SNL though, didn't you?
I did. I really? Yes, I've been to SNL twice.
Twice?
So, somewhat of a past SNL goer, but yeah, I'll definitely make sure to toss in the fist bump this time.
Damn.
So who was there when you...
Yeah, who?
It was like a whole situation. I went there one time where Eminem was there, which was pretty cool.
Oh!
Right, and...
You did this... Well, you went to one with Gabe.
Yes.
And that was like the one with the guy from Star Wars,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I was never really into, sadly. So.
Okay. I have never seen like a full, like a Star Wars movie all the way through.
I've only seen one.
Like,
right?
And everyone just shits on me nonstop.
That was my morning.
Seriously.
Yeah, we were talking about it this morning.
What is so crazy about, like, fictional star, like, star battles?
It just honestly doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't get the whole allure of it all.
Right. The best part of the Star Wars dude SNL situation was
mm-hmm.
Pete Davidson was there. Ariana Grande's ex. And he's kind of a legend. Super
yeah,
funny guy.
He is.
Right.
Pete Davidson's my favorite.
Right. So he made that SNL experience, I think.
Weren't people like really mad at him? Wasn't he? What happened with that whole situation? People were saying that he was making Ariana feel guilty for like being upset about Mac Miller or something. I don't know. Do you guys?
Do you know? I feel like you would know.
I love the tea.
So I think there was just this whole situation of like I think Pete has had some of his own kind of like emotional, maybe even like substance issues.
Yeah.
And like there was all that kind of like background along with, you know, her ex Mac, and she was like really broken up over his passing and everything.
Well,
and I think it was just bringing up a lot of like memories for him, and then also like obviously it was also her ex, and like she was spending a lot of time focused on that. So
that was not good timing.
Yeah.
Thank you. your street. And I know it don't matter, even though I've been talking about you for weeks.
He wants something to happen, but he don't want
with
me.
You know I wait here, I'll give you anything that you please. And I know it don't matter, even though I've been talking about you for weeks.
You know you made me a promise that you don't even want to keep.
The best.
dad was like, oh my god. He said he got Justin Bieber involved. He was like, this is just totally off. He was like, this is Justin. I don't know.
Haley Baldwin is part of this.
Yeah.
Let me pull up the tweet. My sister's big on Twitter. She loves to tweet about, you know.
Remy's Twitter is kind of awesome.
Have you shouted out your sister yet?
Yes. Last episode.
We did last episode.
So I agree. Your sister does have a quality Twitter presence. I might. I came across your sister's Twitter, like, organically. Like, someone that I follow, like, retweeted.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, this person has a dope Twitter account. And I was like, no way. It's Grace's sister.
Yeah.
It was probably me, because I often... And you follow me.
That's true, but it wasn't you. It was not you. It was like some like New York...
Okay, wait, that's really cool.
Some New York person.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Remy's Twitter is awesome. Sasha needs to start a Twitter.
She does. Okay, so I have a friend, Sasha. As you may remember from my past cameo on the show, I'm connected to these Graces through my friend Gabe, and Sasha is one of our good friends who should very much start a Twitter.
She's hilarious.
Okay, guys, I found the tweet.
Go.
Was with my dad when the Ariana Davidson news broke, and he remarked that he was unsurprised, not because their romance was rushed, but because he thought the whole engagement was a ruse driven by Ariana's secret love for Justin Bieber? Fanfic.
Wow. I think Gabe needs to work for, like, National Enquirer. Or right? He needs to be, like, tabloid man.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He has a lot to say about all that.
Everything.
Pop culture.
Wow. Get him on the show.
Oh my god,
honestly,
we should
unpack.
That might have to be
just
the next
a gossip sesh with Fridge.
Disappear. Belle bouteille, viens ici que je te caresse. Tu me plais, j'ai un peu de monnaie donc allons à la caisse. Prends ma main, on va se balader. Dépêche-toi, ça presse. Laisse-moi reposer mes lèvres, faut se saouler en express. J'ai un boulet qui me presse, laisse-moi peser mes peines. On peut appeler tes potes, m'aurait dit pas Heineken. Plus de cœur entre mes codes, comprends-tu petit envers. Tout le rouge que tu contiens, laisse-le couler dans mes veines. Le chat est parti dansant dans la rue. Plus de battements de cœur, on s'en tape de ton châtiment. Et à la main une belle taille de vin. Tu me gardes maladroit et je te garderai frais sous les ondes noires des bâtiments. On me dit que j'abuse, je joue Albert Camus. Je veux des femmes nues, de la bouffe un peu tard. Et je bâtis mon chemin et c'est pour ça que je suis puni. Entre collines faites de vin, je dirais que je suis bien loti. Motor City hella class in the night. Heavy hand serves nicely when a pelican arrives. Half-fast lights act as candle for a blanche. When desire for the use of double bedding comes to mind. Swig a bit of house, it embellishes the night. Let the liquor in the wine be the flicker in a glass frame. Wizard to the pulse that resided in my cage. Say no's 499, be the red flow in my veins. Life in Motor City kinda pricey, but if you're feeling lucky, there's a couple mecha bingos. Win a bit of copper dough, spend it on a bottle, go lingo by the way. I died in need of a lighter. Here comes up, so I needed some guidance. Why would the guy so mighty delight in my suffering? What a shoddy kingdom, driven by my village zoom. Leopin, I'm sad and I'm lonely again. I said, hey man, Quark is here. Take a walk on the wild side. Please give us a bouff of drink. No. Hey man, Quark, don't you take a walk on the wild side. Take the wild side and not wait, chill man. Hey man, ouais, j'ai compris. Take a walk on the wild side. Ah, there you go, oui. Hey man. Take a walk on the wild side. And the moon man says,
say, oh yeah, Tony discovered Doja Cat through G-Star.
Oh my god, no, you did not.
Yeah, so I'm not sure it was through G-Star Sneaks.
But like, you were like,
through you.
Yeah.
Maybe you were playing G-Star Sneaks.
I think, yeah. But you also texted me and you were like, loved the Doja Cat on G-Star
Sneaks. Right, it ended up being that I had to finish my thesis on campus and I had very many late nights. And sometimes I would just toss on some Doja Cat and just vibe.
Toss on. Just vibe.
Just vibe. Toss on.
Damn.
It's good working music. Yeah. It really puts you in like a focus.
Exactly. It's like, wow.
That ain't the truth. Wow.
That was episode 4 for you guys. We'll be back next week with episode 5.
Punctual as usual.
Yep. I can't believe it's already been 5 episodes. Wow. Almost 5 episodes.
Dang, that's crazy.
5 weeks.
Wow. All right, well, we'll send you out with a song, and we'll see you next time.
When I think about you, I can't think straight. No, I can't think straight. Oh, and then I think too much when we touch. It's like I never knew myself till now. Ba ba da ba ba. You were just a missing piece, I know where you belong. Right here by my side is where I want you all day long. Can't contain my feelings, so I put them in this song. And it goes, ba ba da ba ba da ba ba. Ba ba da ba ba da ba ba. Ba ba da ba ba da ba ba.